All right. Hey, man, you still driving into Houston in the morning to get those Aerosmith tickets?
Oh, you damn right. Evening, ladies.
Oh, nice.
You need me to pick you up a couple?
Yeah, two.
Cool.
Hey, man, you sure I'm okay in here?
Oh, yeah, man, you'll be okay. Look, if anyone starts messing with you, just play it cool.
Here comes the story of the hurricane. The mighty authorities came to blame for something that he never done. Put in a prison cell, but one time he could have been the champion of the world. Three bodies lying there, there's petty.
One to go.
For Rickford.
What a bit happening.
It's a bummer about your party, man.
What can I say? It's beyond me. Delivery guy, Brick.
And it's a keep your eye on the ball. Dead issue.
Hey, man, how's it going?
Good, what's going on?
Nothing.
Not much?
Nothing at all.
Personal desire to turn each sin against the sinner.
Wait a minute. I thought all you did was kill innocent people.
Innocent? Is that supposed to be funny? An obese man? A disgusting man who could barely stand up? A man who, if you saw him on the street, you'd point him out to your friends so that they could join you in mocking him? A man who, if you saw him while you were eating, you wouldn't be able to finish your meal? And after him, I picked the lawyer, and you both must have secretly been thanking me for that one. This is a man who dedicated his life to making money by lying with every breath that he could muster to keeping murderers and rapists on the streets.
Murderers.
A woman.
Murderers, John, like yourself.
A woman. So ugly on the inside that she couldn't bear to go on living if she couldn't be beautiful on the outside. A drug dealer, a drug dealing pederast, actually. And let's not forget the disease spreading whore. Only in a world this shitty could you even try to say these were innocent people and keep a straight face. But that's the point. We see a deadly sin on every street corner, in every home, and we tolerate it. We tolerate it because it's common. It's trivial. We tolerate it morning, noon, and night. Well, not anymore. I'm setting the example. And what I've done is going to be puzzled over and studied and followed forever.
Yeah. Delusions of grandeur.
You should be thanking me.
Why is that, John?
Because you're going to be remembered after this. Realize, detective, the only reason that I'm here right now is that I wanted to be.
No. No, we would have got you eventually.
Oh, really? So, what were you doing? Biding your time? Toying with me? Allowing five innocent people to die until you felt like springing your trap? Tell me, what was the indisputable evidence you were going to use on me right before I walked up to you and put my hands in the air?
John, calm down. I seem to remember us knocking on your door.
Oh, that's right. And I seem to remember breaking your face. You're only alive because I didn't kill you.
Okay, sit back.
I spared you.
Sit back!
Remember that, detective, every time you look in the mirror at that face of yours for the rest of your life. Or should I say, for the rest of what life
sit
I've
back.
Allowed you to have.
Sit back, you fucking freak! Shut your fucking mouth! You're no messiah. You're a movie of the week. You're a fucking t-shirt, at best.
Don't ask me to pity those people. I don't mourn them any more than I do the thousands that died at Sodom and Gomorrah.
Is that to say, John, that what you were doing was God's good work?
The Lord works in mysterious ways.
We'll be right back. stand here with the man, Ric Flair, who just retained the world's heavyweight title. Despite all odds, despite what all the skeptics said, maybe Ric Flair was pushed to the ultimate limit, but he is still the world's heavyweight champion.
Well, I've come to live by one motto, and that is survival. This is the greatest, toughest sport in the world. This is the National Wrestling Alliance, the Big Daddy. There's nothing like it. And tonight, for 3 hours, people around the world saw the best competition in a man's sport, the National Wrestling Alliance. And Ric Flair, once again, call it luck, call it the grace of God, call it the scab off the end of my chin, whatever you want to call it, I'm standing here. I never claimed to play this game by the rules. I play it Ric Flair's way, and that's throwing at all costs. And here I am, and I'll tell you, and the Crocketts, and Ted Turner, and anybody else that doesn't like it, to get this, you gotta beat this. Bottom line.
So ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for the Bunkhouse Stampede.
This message goes especially to you and those millions of adoring fans that look at you, as being their idol figure, their role model, whatever they live and breathe every day. That's what you represent, Luger. But the bottom line is, right now, you will never wrestle Ric Flair again for the world's heavyweight wrestling championship. It's gonna cost James Dillon a lot of money, but when you're the world champion, money's no problem. Lawyers, Ted Turner, Crockett, it makes no difference. Luger, you had your last shot tonight. That was it, pal. How do you like that, huh? You like being told by me, you're done. That's it, last shot. You, my friend, are history. Yeah, as a champ. Woo! You're history, Luger! Woo!
There you heard it from...
Your story sad to tell, a teenage ne'er-do-well, most mixed up, non-delinquent, on the block. Your future so unclear now, what's left of your career now? Can't even get a trade in on your smile. Beauty school dropout, no graduation day for you. Beauty school dropout, missed your midterms and flunked shampoo. Well, at least you could have taken time to wash and clean your clothes up after spending all that dough to have the doctor fix your nose up. Baby, get moving. Why keep your feeble hopes alive? What are you proving? You've got the dream, but not the drive. If you go for your diploma, you could join a steno crew, turn in your T's and comb, and go back to high school. Beauty school dropout, hanging around the corner store. Beauty school dropout, it's about time. Well, they couldn't teach you anything. You think you're such a looker, but no customer would go to you unless she was a hooker. Baby, don't sweat it. You're not cut out to hold the job. Better forget it. wants their hair done by a slob. Now your bangs are curled, your lashes twirled, still the world is cruel. Wipe off that angel face, go back to high school. Baby, don't blow it. Don't put my good advice to shame. Baby, you know it. Even dear rabbits say the same. Now I've called the shot, get off the pot. I've really gotta fly. Gotta be going to that malt shop in the sky.
Right now, standing by, Rowdy Roddy Piper, let's take you to the pit.
You all know, of course, Ken Patera, the world's strongest man. John Studd, the real giant of professional wrestling, and the brains, Bobby Heenan. Of course, that's Ace. I would like you folks to know what a privilege it is to sit down here beside you, because I have watched you humiliate Andre the so-called giant, make him look like a complete imbecile. I watched you, and without, in my mind, without a shadow of a doubt, and if it's in my mind, it's right, you are definitely the strongest man I have ever seen in my entire life.
Thank you very much for the compliment.
It's the truth.
Yes, it is. And everybody out there knows, because they saw me in the Olympic Games, the Pan American Games, I approve of myself. I have all the credentials.
And you are definitely the giant. There's no doubt about it. You've proved it.
That's right. The giant with long, beautiful blonde hair.
You know, the only thing is, and you are the brain. You put it together. The only thing that I hear from wrestling fans and from people around the world is you have a $15,000 challenge for anybody, wrestler, that could slam John Studd inside the ring. And what people are saying is you are not bringing the $15,000 in cash to the ring when it comes time for the competition. So in other words, you're not bringing the $15,000. I know that you would every night. You would bring $15,000. So I'm going to guarantee you people right now, he will bring $15,000 in cash every night to every arena for the body slam contest. I guarantee it, because they're my friends. So it's as simple as that. Let me, ladies and gentlemen, what a pleasure it's been to be with you. I'd like to thank you. You're going to see $15,000 cash. Goodbye.
$15,000 to leave down every. We don't bring it all the time, Roddy. I can't.
Boy! why I use a knife? Guns are too quick. You can't savor all the little emotions. You see, in their last moments, people show you who they really are. So, in a way, I knew your friends better than you ever did. Would you like to know which of them were cowards?
What's that? Jeez. He's got some kind of a contusion.
I know you're gonna enjoy this. I'm gonna have to try and enjoy it even more.
Slap-jawed faggots around here. This stuff will make you a goddamn sexual tyrannosaurus. Just like me.
To me in dreams he came.
behind the mask you wear, it's me they hear. My spirit and my voice in one combined. The phantom of the opera is there inside your mind.
Gentlemen, please. We are here for the most auspicious signing for any heavyweight title match in history, as you all know. Let me introduce, just for the record, some of the dignitaries who are with us at this time for this historic event. First of all, Bobby the Brain Heenan, representing the challenger, the eighth wonder of the world from Grenoble, France, Andre the Giant. To my right, the heavyweight champion of the world from Venice Beach, California, Hulk Hogan. And to my immediate left, the distinguished president of the World Wrestling Federation, Mr. Jack Tunney. Mr. Tunney, get on with the proceedings.
Would you please sign on the dotted line, Mr. Rusimoff?
Whoa. Slow down here, Mr. Tunney, Mr. President. A few things I want to go over with you first.
Fine.
When we had a discussion about this championship belt.
Yes?
I want a new championship belt.
That's agreed.
This one was made and designed for this human being, and I use that term very, very loosely. I want one made that will fit a man.
Fit a giant of a man.
Absolutely. Somebody that can represent the world of professional wrestling. Not like this man. And another thing. I just want you to get one thing straight, Hogan. 15 years this man's gone undefeated. The 3 years you've been world's champion, you've talked behind his back. You've laughed at him. You never once gave this man an opportunity. Now he's got that opportunity.
Sign it if you're gonna sign it.
Sign under his name, Strogan.
I'll sign a lot of things, signed a lot of contracts. I never thought it would come to this. Thought it was you, man. But it's both of you. You're both sick. You're both sick. If you wanted a title shot, all you had to do was ask me. I'd have gave you anything, man. Andre, you were bigger than the world title to me. Yeah, I'll sign it. I'll get your attention, too, in WrestleMania. When you tore my shirt off, man, when you tore the cross, you tore the heart and soul out of all the little hulksters, man. Not just me. We're gonna get your attention, man. Yeah, we're gonna get your attention.
Now you sign that contract. You think I tell you everything you know in professional wrestling? Well, I then. And believe me, WrestleMania 3 will be your last lesson. Et ça m'a fait vraiment plaisir de le faire, crois-moi. Est-ce que pour la dernière fois...
Speak to me in English when you talk to me. As far as I'm concerned, it's not signed in ink. It's signed in blood.
You want me to speak in English? I will speak in the ring in WrestleMania. Au revoir.
Shot eventually at Hulk Hogan and become the world's champion. And you're lucky he's not a racehorse, or he'd win the Belmont and the Kentucky Derby also, because he's our greatest athlete today. And he's the only man that ever left the champion of the world, Hulk Hogan, laying. And he has a simple name. It's just Mr. Wonderful. And here he comes.
You know, Bobby, some people would say just what you've just said to everybody out there, that that would be bragging. That would just be thinking that you're cocky.
Truth hurts.
But you know something? That's exactly right. The truth really hurts. Because Hulk Hogan, I have earned respect.
You deserve it.
I deserve respect. I was drafted in the NFL. I was in the College Football Hall of Fame. High School All-American. The greatest athlete to ever come out of the state of Florida. I've earned it. I deserve to be the next world heavyweight champion. You see, Hulk Hogan, the difference between you and I is that I'll do anything at any cost to get something I want. I'll even sell my own family down the river for one reason, and that's that world heavyweight belt. You see something? I left you laying right in the middle of the ring. Right then I left you, because you thought that I was your friend. Friend. You're really dumb. Dumb. Because Hulk Hogan, I've got you running wild right now. You're on the razor's edge, the point of no return. Sooner or later, Hogan, you're going to have to be man enough to sign your name to a contract. And then I'm going to be the champion.
Reflections on the water, more than darkness in the depths. See him surface and never a shadow. On the wind, I feel his breath.
Goldeneye, I found his weakness. Goldeneye, he'll do what I please. Goldeneye, no time for sweetness, but a bitter kiss will bring him to his knees. Shadows as a child, you'll never know how it feels to be the one who's left behind. You'll never know the days, the nights, the tears I've cried. But now my time has come. In the crowd, other girls they gather around him. If I had him, I wouldn't let him out. Golden eye, not lace or leather. Golden chain, take him to the spot. Golden eye, I'll show him forever. It'll take forever to see what I. Shadows as a child, you'll never know how it feels to get so close and be denied. It's a gold and honey trap I got for you tonight. Revenge, it's a kiss this time.
Excuse me.
What?
Where are you taking us?
Mexico.
What's in Mexico?
Mexicans.
Look what's happened to me. I can't believe in myself. Well, suddenly I'm up on top of the world. Should have been somebody else. But believe it or not, I'm walking on out. Never thought I'd feel so free. Just flying away, far away in a prayer. Who could it be? Believe it or not, just me. Just like the light of a new day, it hit me from out of the blue, bringing me out of the spell I was in, making me. Believe it or not, it's just me.
Eastwood. I fucked them.
Shadows, whispering voices, faces on posters, too many choices.
What I got here is possibly the most famous Indian athletes ever in the history of any kind of sport is Jack and Jerry Briscoe. The greatest Indian athletes, and believe me, hi, how are you? Hi, I wanted you to feel at home. I brought you both a little bone for the nose. There's one for you, a tiny little bone for the nose for you. Maybe you can scramble them paper.
Piper, we didn't come here for your sarcasm. We came here for business. We came here for one thing.
Oh, you sit. You came for business? Well, sit down. Sit down. Let me tell you something. What possibly could I be arraigned with that the actual heavyweight tag team champions of the world twice, the world's heavyweight champions twice, could come on Piper's Pit? All of a sudden, maybe I realize something. Maybe the reason that you're coming here is just to have a little recognition by sitting next to Roddy Piper. Because after all, let's face it, I know you were great world tag team champions, but now you're just sitting here just kind of trying to get a rub, aren't you, man? Come on, let's face that.
Let me tell you, Piper.
What are you here for?
You use double-edged blades and maybe I'll get a rub. But one thing we're here for, brother, and that's the world tag team champions. There's one title that's eluded the Briscoe brothers throughout our career. It's no longer for the bucks, it's for the glory. We want Murdoch and we want Adonis.
Oh, you want my... I know that it took lots and lots and lots and lots of money to get you guys here. And all of a sudden you want Murdoch and you want Adonis. I'm personal friends with them. They owe me stuff. They owe me cars. They owe me women. You want a match? I can get you one. But let me tell you something. I watch all kinds of cowboy shows and the only Indians I ever seen was the back end running, brother. That's all I ever seen.
Nobody makes fun of our heritage. You said you can make this match?
I'll make it.
Well, you go get it done. You get out of that skirt and go get that match made.
Thought you had all the answers to rest your heart upon, but something happens, don't see it coming now. You can't stop yourself. Now you're your pride and you climb the hill.